Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Master of None podcast. I'm your host, Mike Renaissance. I got a very special guest on the line with me, Jay Young, very talented and young artist, up and coming in the game, has some great music out there. Jay Young, welcome to the show, and thank you for doing this.
What's going on, Mike Renaissance? Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on this radio with you. I appreciate it.
Of course, man, of course. Without further ado, we mentioned before, you are a young artist and talented, if I might add, and I think your music definitely speaks for itself. But before we get into the actual, the interview and everything, just tell people where they can find you, via social media or, where they can find the music at.
All right, so if you haven't, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. They're both I am Jay Young with two G's at the end. And I will be dropping the EP January 27th on my mom's birthday. It'll be roughly 5 to 7 songs. It'll be on iTunes, it'll be on Spotify, and it'll be on Spinrilla. Also, you can check out my single. It's on SoundCloud right now. It's called Need You. It's doing numbers right now, so that's what really got me going. Rest in peace to Tion too, Tion Burton. That song was dedicated to him. So yeah.
Okay, word. And you know what? I remember you told me before that that song that you dedicated to your cousin. And if you don't mind, could you elaborate, on the story? What was the inspiration behind it? Like the backstory on it.
He wasn't really like. He was like family, like somebody that's close, so you treat him like cousin. He was a cousin of my cousin, Larry Moore. So, I always treated with open arms, and with that story, it was so surreal. It's like we was at a party, and shots went off at the party, and it's just one of those situations where you wouldn't think it would be somebody that you were close to or like somebody that you knew growing up, because we actually played on the same basketball team in high school. So that's what made it so bad. And the city just came together off that, and the city was so torn apart about it. So yeah, man, that situation, that's a situation that'll be an infamy forever.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. And and one thing I always commend you for is that just being somebody, so young, you've definitely walked a path and lived a life that, can be very wearisome for, a young man, a young black man such as yourself. And I think it's very commendable. And the fact that you're using music as the avenue to, to express that, and express your life story is and do it in a positive, outlet is very inspiring.
Yeah, I just try to I try to I really try to piece together music that people can relate to, whether it's people that's had a bad upbringing or a good upbringing, or somebody that's just trying to, make it through school, or somebody that's just trying to, sell a bag one day while they're on the street. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I'm just trying to have something that everybody can relate to. Not just I don't want to just, attract the young crowd. I want to attract the older crowd. I want to attract couples. I want to attract, hippies and gothics. Like I want to attract all the generations and all the different type of cultures. So that's just
Absolutely.
one thing that I'm trying to grasp at the moment.
Well, I would say you're definitely, on that plane. You're definitely on that road.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. And I think one thing I do want to say is that for your music and what drew me to it was your ability to spit, what I mean, and be able to hold be in a lyrical context, and then next thing the music is shifting to something, bouncy, and you're nodding your head to the chorus. I think for me, I'm always into lyrics, like I'm a traditionalist, so I'm always listening to artists and what they're saying and how they're piecing together their music. So one thing I commend you for is being lyrical, but at the same time, how to make a song.
It's sometimes it's hard. It is. It gets hard sometimes, and sometimes it's rough. Like I'll have nights where I'm frustrated. Like just last night, I was trying to piece something together. I don't know if you know it now, but I'm doing the song right now his name is he's featuring on my new mixtape that's coming out. His name is No One Drug, and he's a really good talented artist. He's signed to this artist named Nav, and Nav is signed to OVO EXO.
Oh, word. So, wow.
Yeah. So he's really good talented. Stuff right there. Yeah. I hit him up yesterday. And he responded, and you know, just seeing where he's at, like on that level, like it pushes me to, like, you know, like I love seeing other artists win, and that makes me want to strive to do better. But as far as the lyrical content goes, yeah, it's some nights where I struggle, and then it's some nights where it's like, you know, I'm really feeling it, like, you know, like it's like, it's I'm really going to make it. But it's just the ups and downs. Like, you got to go through that, because if you don't, then that's what makes you into a good artist, you know.
Word. I mean, powerful statement right there.
Yeah. So, like, if anybody out there that, you know, feel like they want to give up because it's three nights in a row where they can't come up with a different verse for a type of instrumental, it's okay, because everybody goes through that. Nobody's perfect. So it's just like, you just got to wait and, you know, grind it out. Yeah.
Word. And, you know, important thing is this, when it comes to writer's block, or what have you, you know, I genuinely feel that doesn't exist. You know, I think you have writer's block. I think, you know, you're putting that burden on yourself, and you're trying to, you know, apply so much pressure where you can't get the creative juices flowing.
Right.
And one conversation I always bring up is that, you know, I had the pleasure to meet Lupe Fiasco. And Lupe told me, you know, you're not gonna write a control verse. Like, you know, like Kendrick Lamar, you're not going to write that outstanding verse every time. So you need to just put pen to paper, and you need to get it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just that, and he's absolutely right. Like, shout out to Lupe. He's like actually one of the best lyrical contented artists to ever do it. And yeah, he's absolutely right. Because if you just think so much, like in the moment, like your brain will get fried, and then like, that's when you get headaches, and then that's when you just, you know, you just give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's right, man. You got to put the pen to the paper. Just whenever you think about something, and the best lines to me is like when you having conversations with somebody, and then they say a little piece.
Yo. Okay, all right. Welcome back to the Master of None podcast. Apologize for that. Had a few technical difficulties. But once again, still on the interview with Jay Young. So yeah. My apologies about that.
We already know how the weather, you know, the storms, how that goes.
Yeah, of course. You know, got a little snow, a little icy out here, you know. People got to bundle up, you know, and throw that shit on, throw them scarves on and everything. So, but definitely back to what you were saying before we got disconnected.
You know, about Lupe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lupe, he right, man. Lupe's right. He's right, man. And that's an honor that you were able to run into him. Like, if I was able to run into him, I would have a million questions to ask Lupe. Like, where did he get that style from? How was he able to produce his beat like that? You know, how did he create a good team? How did he stay in the game so long? How did he not run out of, you know, material to, you know, just record? Like, it's a lot of questions for Lupe.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and you know, any artist for that matter, you know what I mean. But I think what's important is having a team, you know, is having a group of people that, you know, have your best interests at heart, and you know that believe right. in you, because music nowadays can be very oversaturated, and it's hard for a lot of people to break into it, and it's definitely hard on your own. Like, you know, I don't think there's that sole success story where it's like, yo, it was just me, and you know, I did it by myself. You know, I didn't need, you know, right. what I mean, I didn't need any other producers or anything like that. But so for you and your instance, do you have a team? Do you have people that work with you?
I do have a team. I got a team. Okay. I got a real good team. I got a producer. His name is David O. Ramirez, mm-hmm. and he's located in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I got people that that always give me insight on my on something that I write or something I record. Like my man, his name is Kiray. I got another guy that I'm really cool and fine with. His name is Jalen Johnson. I got another dude named Ricky D. I got another dude named Sammy. those guys really helped me out a lot, and you know, they really helped me put the pieces to the puzzle. Some of them actually even like if I fumble with a line, they'll help me out with my line sometimes. Not to say that they're right for me, but you know, like if I fumble with a line, mm-hmm. they'll be like, you know, I think it's better if you say it like this, like, you know, like just reword it, like, you know.
So, oh, no, of course, of course, and don't feel, yeah. I mean, don't feel ashamed by any means to say that, because a prime example is, you know, like I said, like a lot of these artists, you know, do have, you know, those teams, and of course they're going to give them that advice, you know what I mean? It's almost like yeah. It's almost like a basketball team, and you know, you're in the gym training, or you're a boxer, you know, they're going to tell you, hey, you know, don't slip, you know, with that shoulder, you know, instead throw this counter punch, you know what I mean?
Because right. So it's like, so it's just like a different ear, you know what I'm saying? Because what makes music so great is like, you got to be able to hear yourself, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
if you can't hear yourself, like I know people that makes music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their music is like not good at all, like really trash. But then they'll listen to somebody else's music and then try to criticize it and say that their music is trash. But like, do you hear yourself? Like,
you yeah, know, yeah, word, like, word.
Like, you out here criticizing other people's music, but you need to listen to yourself. Like, and I think that's like one of the most important things. Just word. Listen to yourself. Like, if you can hear yourself and be able to like make corrections on, you know, what you wrote or what you recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes a really good artist. Being able to know your flaws and pinpoint them out and work on them.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, just to mention again, just for you to even, you know, have that wherewithal and have that presence to know that, you know, just makes you a great artist, you know, in every sense of the word. And then directly from the horse's mouth, like, yo, Lupe said the same thing. He's like, I'm in the studio all day and I got a team of engineers and producers. And he's like a lot yeah. of times I don't even come up with the concept. He's like, they'll tell me, yo, make a song about this. You know what I mean? He's like, and I'll get to writing, you know?
Yeah. So, and that's what it is. Like, it's like they challenging you and they pushing you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is. Like, and anybody would be like, oh no, like, you know, he doesn't write his own stuff, or you know, he needs a lot of people to help him out. Like, I mean, tell me anybody today who's been successful that hasn't had help along the way. I mean, please tell me, because if they out there, then I need to go to them right now.
Nah, sure, of course, man. And you look at like shit, like prime example, Kanye West. Like Kanye has he has a payroll designated for, you know, a wide array of people, you know, so he'll have like Saha the Prince or Pusha T in there, you know, from this producer to this one person that plays the piano, you know, and they're all in there, and it's a huge think tank, you know what I mean? And that's what drives the music and keeps it going. But also, you mentioned the fact of, you know, haters and people that criticize and critique everything. And one thing I wanted to mention was, when it comes to music, you know, I look at it at like any other profession. So, you know, if you're a doctor, doctors go to school for 7 years and then they go to residency. So like they're always in a practice, you know what I mean? Like, medicine is always studied. It's never mastered, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of how I look at the music. And then secondly, you know, don't tell me how to fucking do surgery if you've never been a doctor. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, you know, like, that's exactly what it is. Like you can't tell me how to throw a football if you ain't no quarterback.
Yeah,
you know,
it works. Nah, for real.
Like, for real, man. It's ignorant, man. It's very ignorant. But, you know, it's a middle finger for everybody. Those just are the people that are not comfortable in their own skin. So, you know, they lash out at other people's scam because they know that they know it's potential in that other person. So they'll do anything to shoot them down. And that's what happens in my city. Like, I'm from, you know, I was born in near Washington, D.C. in Fairfax, Virginia.
Okay.
But, you know, I currently live in Danvers, Virginia, and I lived there for a amount of years now. And that city, I noticed about that city, like, everybody wants to make it out, but don't nobody want to put the grind in. And then when somebody does make it out, everybody got something bad to say or something negative to say and trying to shoot them down, like trying to tarnish their profile. Like, it is so whack, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of them places where I'm glad that it made me who I am, but, you know, I can't stay there for too long, because who knows what happens then.
Absolutely. And you don't need that energy. You know, I'm a firm believer and a firm follower of, you know, energy and, you know, vibrations. and the like. So, you know, you don't need that, those people around you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be focused on the music, and you need to be focused on people that's going to help get you there, you know, and not necessarily be a yes man, but they're going to give you that constructive criticism, but also keep you.
Right. Right. Forward. Yeah. Right. Right. It's not even like, you know, some people like the team that I got now, like I see some people that come in the studio and they'll see us in there and then they'll be like, oh, your guys are catering to you, or like, you know, they're coming to you like you're a master. Like, no, they're not. Like, you know, we established a system, we established a background, we established a camaraderie. Sure. And so like we all got mutual respect for each other. We all grown men, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, I approach them with the same respect, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I'm sure they have the common goal of, you know, which is building you as the brand, as the artist, you know, and
Yeah, and then like, you know, they'll get credit too. Like, you know, one day this thing will blow up, and like, you know, people will recognize what I'm putting out there. Like, I'm telling the story, you know. So like, when that time comes, the people that's in my team and in my circle, you know, they will come up with me. It's not like they're doing this and helping me out, then like I just leave them in the back. Like, no, they coming up with me. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, definitely.
They're gonna be right there with me. Yeah,
definitely. Like, so
they gonna all get paid.
So now my next question for you is, who were your biggest inspirations or, you know, influence musically?
Musically, as far as female goes, I probably had to say Jennifer Lopez and Aaliyah. Jennifer okay. Lopez, Aaliyah, and probably I gotta go with Rihanna, man.
Okay.
And not to discredit Beyonce, but you know, I like Beyonce a lot, but you know, she just always shoots men down. So.
No, you know, I always make a joke that, you know, Beyonce can literally make women do anything.
She can make them do anything. Like, you know, she made a song saying "Who Runs the World, Girls?"
Yeah,
like
word.
Every girl running around is screaming that shit.
I had a friend of mine say, "Yo, Beyonce can make a song like, yo, I want every woman to eat a shit filled donut." You know, and we out there looking for it. You know what I mean? But you know, it's all in good fun though. It's all jokes. So I mean, definitely understand those. But I'm curious about the Jennifer Lopez inspiration. Like why J Lo?
Oh man, I get this question a lot. Jennifer Lopez, she's like, if you listen to her albums, like just listen to her music, and like her music is so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Like she makes songs where like she's singing. She makes songs where like she's singing and low key spitting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she low key be telling facts, man. So, like, J-Lo, all her albums did numbers, you know, and not to say that, you know, she did that by herself, but she's a performer as well. And Jennifer
Lopez, she definitely sold a lot of units. But when you started mentioning the influences, like that one really caught my ear. You know, I understand the Aaliyah, I understand the Rihanna, but J-Lo was definitely like, oh, hold on, wait a minute, you know, like, let's look into this. But yeah, I mean,
Jennifer Lopez is like, yeah.
I think now as you mentioned it, you know, I'm going to have to go back and, you know, and dig into the crate, so to speak, and start listening to, you know, a little more J-Lo.
Yeah, people like Jennifer Lopez is so slept on, man. Like, people really be forgetting about Jennifer Lopez. And like, I mean, she really influenced a lot of these women today that's making music.
Yeah, word.
And
word.
You know, if it was any female that I can get a feature with, it would be Jennifer Lopez. And people would think I'm crazy to say that, but I mean, that's just my opinion.
And
as far as God,
oh, my fault. Go ahead, man. My fault.
Oh, no, you finished. You go ahead and answer your
No, I'm saying, but you'll definitely reach, you know, a different audience too, you know, if you had that feature with J-Lo.
Of course. And that's what it's about. And that reverses back what I said earlier when I want to, you know, attract the older people, like, you know, I mean, mixing new school and old school and creating an astounding wave is something that's hard to do. But if you create a transparent formula, people will buy into it. You get what I'm saying? So it's like Jennifer Lopez, she was like the new school in the old school era. right? Yeah. So like, and then if I come and then I just add some fire to her old new school, then it's creating a new wave that, like, you know, nobody ever heard before. And like, Jennifer Lopez, yeah, man, most definitely.
Okay, dope, man.
Most definitely.
And then real quick, I just want to say real quick, so the last interview I've done, the recording process was capped at like 17 minutes. So right now we're at like 12:50. So I just want to give you a forewarning. If we happen to drop signal again, you know, we'll definitely continue this immediately. So just in case, in the event that we hit that 17-minute mark and then we're cut off, you know, I just want to give you that warning.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. And another couple of artists that had my influence as far as guys go, you know, the one artist that I've always looked up to and probably had the biggest influence on me as an artist today, his name is Drake. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows.
But who's that? Nah.
right? You know, they're probably like, oh, yeah, right? Like, that's so, you know, cliche to say. But, like, Drake is just, man, I can listen to Drake every day.
Nah.
Every day. You can even ask my girlfriend. Like, she'd be like, yo, you say his music too much. Like, but Drake, definitely Jay-Z. Jay-Z is in that category. There's a lot of good artists I can throw out there. This dude named Popcorn.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Popcorn. I like Jamaican music for some odd reason.
I mean, it's dope, man. Like the rhythms, the melodies, you know, the culture behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Popcorn he a really good artist, and Kanye, of course, Cole and Kendrick. Like, I mean, they automatically thrown in there.
Word.
And
I'm going to cut you off, but every artist you've mentioned, you know, and to me, I look at it like this, right? You mentioned the Drakes, and you mentioned the Kanyes and the Jay-Zs. To me, those are brands. You know, that's like saying Pepsi, Coke, and, you know, McDonald's. You know what I mean?
For real, though. Yeah. For real, because they have established that. They came out with clothing lines, the music, the performances that they do, the commercials, the advertisements, you know. When you say those names, it's like they're on a banner, right? It's like you gotta highlight that, you know.
For real. So, and I think also, I think, you know, and I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here. I think what you're trying to achieve is, I think, you know, I think you want to be, you know, a brand. You know, Jay Young, the brand. You know what I mean? So everything that's associated with it, not just the music. And which brings me into the next question: like, what are you trying to achieve? Like, what is like the end game? You know, if this was chess, like, this is how I want, you know, to talk to my audience. This is what I want to be known as. Like, what is that goal for you?
I want to be known as that artist that they would never want to retire, man. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I want to be that
one. Like, longevity.
Longevity. I want to be that artist to where, like, the day I stop making music, every fan of mine feels like the world is ready to end. Like, I want them to be like, you know, That time I say I retire, or that time I say that, you know, my time with music has come, that they feel like music is empty now. Like, I want to be hip hop, you know what I mean? Not, and hip hop and R&B. Like, so, but as far as the question you asked, as far as that goes, I want to leave a type of legacy to where, you know, if they mentioning Biggie and Pac or Drake or Jay-Z or Kanye or Kendrick and Cole, Big Sean, all those guys, like, you got to throw my name in there. Like, don't leave me out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be mentioned among those greats. But, you know, rest in peace to those that have passed. But I want to be the greatest, like,
word,
to ever do
word.
It.
I mean,
and that's just my mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man, absolutely, and that's a great, you know, vehicle to get you going there, and I definitely commend you for that.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to ask you also was, like, what is your what's your creative process like? What does that start for you? Like, you know, what do you do to get the creative juices flowing? Like, do you, you know, you, how do you come up with melodies? You know, how do you start writing? You know, what's the point A to point B for you in creating music?
Honestly, like, this is, all right, I'm ready to be honest with you, and this is so serious. I would go to my car. My producer, he would send me some beats, and I would just listen to them in the car at nighttime. Like, it has to be super dark. Like, the stars have to be out, and that's the best way for me to get going. Maybe I sip a little bit here and there, like, you know, just to get me loose a little bit. But the best way for me to come up with melodies, I listen to some females. Like, I listen to Janae Aiko. I listen to her rhythm.
Yeah,
like,
she's dope.
She's dope as hell. Like, not bite her rhythm, but almost feed off of it. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, most definitely. At nighttime, when I'm in the car, I'll blast the instrumental all the way up to the top so I can hear every instrument and every piece and every little sound bite so I can get all the juices. And that's how I come up with my melodies or my raps. Or, like, sometimes when I'm going through something, you know, I'll just pick it up and I'll tell a story. Like, that's just how it goes, man. That's just how it goes.
Or, I mean, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, that's... I'm always intrigued to hear about how, you know, how that works for a lot of different artists, you know, and how they, you know, come up with, you know, their stuff. And I think it's a very interesting spin on it, you know, just going into the car and, you know, zoning out. You know, as you said, you know, might need a little influence from, you know, the Liquid Courage.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know? And then, like, when I'm in the studio, how I get going when I'm in the studio is just like, I have, you know, one of my close friends. His name is Jalen, right? And so, like, the rhythm, like, when I'm in the studio, it's over with. Like, every time he gives me a rhythm, like, I'm knocking that shit out. But then, like, when I'm in the car by myself and my producer sends me a beat, I go to the studio, I tell him what it is, and I'm like, yo, like, I don't need no help on this. Like, and nobody touching this, nobody critiquing this. Like, this is getting recorded right now. Okay, what y'all got to say, this is it right here. Like, y'all can get y'all intake, but at the end of the day, this is what it is, man, because that's when you really feel it. You know what I mean?
Word.
Yeah.
So now for you, does your aspirations just stop with music, or is this something that, you know, you want to branch off into other things? And if so, what?
I have a lot of love for a lot of different things. So, like, after music, I don't know, like, I want to take pictures for some clothing brands, you know, and, like, you know, be on GQ one day. I want to maybe get into the acting role one day, you know.
Okay.
I actually wanted to I spoke to my pops and my papa about this not too long ago. I was thinking about investing in some liquor, you know, you know, coming out with a little clothing line, or, you know, giving back to the community. Actually, like, I want to, you know, start something for the charity. I want to raise some charity funds. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to come back to Danville, Virginia and be able to turn that city into something that's never been before, because that city is tarnished right now. That city needs a lot of love. And so I think me starting something in that community, that'll turn the city around. That's my love right there. Yeah. That's something I would want to do. I'll probably build my own studio. You know, once I retire, I'll probably become a producer, build my own studio.
Well, I mean, yo, definitely, man. Definitely, like, you know, the aspirations that you have and that you hold, you know, and being charitable, being, you know, philanthropic and giving back to the community is very commendable. You know, and I think a lot of artists today, you know, and especially given, you know, within your age group or your generation, like, they're not thinking that highly. You know what I mean? So, like, I definitely salute that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they just, you know, and a lot of them are in it for, you know, selfish and you know, a vanity reason.
Right.
Where they just want to get on, and they just want to be, you know, they just want to be popular, you know, and they don't want to give back to the community. You know what I mean? So that's definitely admirable. And I think there's a few artists or just a few people who don't use their platform, you know, to benefit, you know, where they came from.
Exactly. And then it's like,
you know,
it's a lot of, like, don't get me wrong, like, all the new artists that's out today, like, including myself, like, they really good and all, but it's just like, are you in it for the glory, or, like, are you in it for the glitz and glamour? You know what I mean? Like, what are you really in it for? Like, because I see a lot of artists, like, you know, they just in it for the cars or the new Rolex or, like, you know, the new Gucci shoes that came out or a Louis belt. Like, you know, I don't know, man. Music is an ear, man, and music really influences a crowd. And, like, the things, like, music is the biggest influence in America today.
So I agree.
So, like, I feel like whatever the artists put out and how the crowd reflects and what they start wearing and how they start acting and, you know, all that different stuff, like, that's happening in the world today, that came from the music, man. That came from the music.
Yeah.
Music is a good thing and it's a bad thing. It can either be a good ear or a bad ear. It all depends on who you listen to.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think also when it comes to hip-hop, you know, hip-hop is the most influential genre / culture in the world.
Most definitely.
You know, and everyone is always looking into hip-hop. And also, I want to quote Mos Def in that aspect, because as you mentioned, so basically whatever hip-hop is doing, you know, or whatever we're doing as a culture, as a society, hip-hop is going to do, you know?
Exactly.
So for you to use that vehicle, and if you could, you know, display like, yo, like, I'm a dope artist, but also, you know, I'm a positive man, you know, and I'm doing charitable things, it could definitely, you know, turn the influence of the culture.
Yeah, because, like, you know, a lot of artists don't want to, like, you know, they make it and then they be like, you know, I did this by myself, and then, like, they don't want to give somebody in their city a chance. So, like, that reverts back to what you said, like, when it's all said and done with my career, I want to be able to be sitting on millions, right? Retired. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to become a producer and find talent in the city that I came from so they can come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like putting the city on the map and, like, you know, letting it be the best it can be, because if you just down it, it'll never make progress.
You know, man, I mean, that's dope, man. And suffice to say, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but, you know, just hearing this from you, you know, is very, very inspiring. I think a lot of young men need to, you know, get on your same, you know, playing field. And just your pattern of thought, you know, is very commendable for somebody, you know, for somebody your age, you know, and of your generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think it just comes from maybe what I've been through, and then on top of that, just like how my parents raised me, you know. So it's a lot of love and a lot of respect that goes to them, and my grandmas as well. Like, they the ones that, you know, gave me this type of mindset. Like, you know, never forget where you came from. So you ain't got to act like where you came from, but just never forget where you came from, because in all reality, it made you who you are to this day.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So otherwise, you know, I know you mentioned a few projects you have coming up. You know, you said you're working on the EP. Yeah. Is there anything else that's going on musically that you wanted to share?
Yeah. Okay. So the EP. Well, it's not. It's a mixtape. I can't even call it an EP, because the EP would be 5 to 7 songs. It's a 12 song mixtape. And the 12-song mixtape is called Buried Alive. It'll be coming out January 27th. And then outside of that, you know, as I said earlier, with No One Drug, you know, that'll be a single that we're going to be putting out. And hopefully me and him can do a collaboration together. We're talking about it right now. So hopefully we can come up with a collaboration album. I'm going to shoot a video for my single, Need You. That video will be getting shot soon, maybe in like a month or so. And that'll be put out on YouTube, Instagram. You can check it out on there, Twitter. It'll be on all social medias that you're looking for. Yeah, so that's what's coming out right now.
Word, man.
That's what I'm working on. And y'all just make sure y'all check it out and, like, just listen to it. Like, you know, and I want to have music to where it's like, when you listen to it, you don't get it the first time, because if you get my music the first time, then that means it means nothing afterwards. Like, once you like if you get it the first time, like, the next time you listen to it, it's like, you know, reading the same book over and over again. I want you to listen to my music, and you got to be able to, like, understand what I'm saying. Like, you got to listen to it over and over and over again just to get what I'm saying. And, like, it never gets old. I want you to be able to listen to the mixtape that I'm ready to drop, I want you to be able to listen to that. Even after I didn't drop six more afterwards, I want you to be able to listen to the first one that I didn't already did. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, don't forget about the music. Like, that's the most important thing to me. Like, don't forget about my project just because I come up with a new one.
Right. And like I said, you know, like, you know, I like that you said that, because for me, you know, good music for me is timeless. You know, like, I can go back, you know, 10, 15 years from now, and I could play your music,
right,
you know, and it really, like, does it really stand the test of time? Because, like, a lot of the artists that come out, it's so oversaturated.
Yeah, it's limited. You know, it's limited time music.
Yeah, for real. You know, like, it doesn't have a long shelf life. It's okay. Yeah, you hot. I got it. You an artist, but you know, I'm over your music within a week. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Like, you tired of hearing that shit? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that song Gucci Gang, like, when I heard that song, like, oh, it's turned. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'm like, yo, turn this song off, man. I was like,
yeah. Like, and I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, to the detriment of the average listener, you know, just having the music being so oversaturated, people can't appreciate music the way they used to.
It's not as high valued as it was, because, you know, everybody's making songs. Either they're high, either they're off some lean, either they're off some cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's like zombies making music nowadays. And not to take a,
no, I agree, man.
Not
I agree.
To take a shot at anybody, because I like all those artists. Like, I like Lil Pump a lot, you know, the Lil Uzi Verts. I really do. They make great music. It's just like, it doesn't last long. So that's why they have to keep making projects, because it's not the old ones, they're running out.
Yeah, no, I feel you, man. I feel you, and I think that. But the average listener, though, is like, they're very fickle. You know, they're very, you know, they're very into this. You know, the me generation.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're just getting music, and they're just like, they're just regurgitating it. You know, and it's not taken in. You know, it's ramen noodles. You know what I mean? It ain't that filet mignon. You know, it ain't that good steak. You know what I mean? Where you gotta let it marinate for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Hey, for real, man. It's like, and that's what separates Jay-Z and Kanye and those guys from everybody else. Like, I can still listen to College Dropout to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I can bump College Dropout every day if I wanted to. I can
Factory.
I can bump the Black Album, the Blueprint.
Facts. Word.
Like, you know, what's it called? What's that album called with Lost One from Jay-Z and all that on there?
Oh, Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come. Like, I can play that over and over. I can play Kingdom Come over and over and over. Kingdom Come is like, that's one of the best albums that ever did it. I can play Take Care to this day.
Yeah, word.
You know, so it's like, Good Kid, Mad City. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those albums can be played over and over. So that's what makes those guys, like, such unique artists. And, like, that's why I look up to them so much, because they have longevity careers.
Word.
Yeah, man.
So what's one thing that people say about your music, like, when they hear it?
One thing I get a lot is they say that it's, like, they'll be like, you know, that's a very catchy song you made. Or I get some, like, a lot of people in my city been telling me, like, yo, I didn't know you had that in you. Like, you know, I get that a whole lot. Like, I went to the city just a couple months ago. I was at a party. I don't even think it was a couple months ago, but I went to a party, and I ran. As soon as I got to the party, I kid you not, like, 50 people came up to me, like, yo, like, I did not know you make music. Like, that song about Tion was, like, dope, man. Like, you need to drop something else. Like, the lyrics that you put in that, like, just really got to the heart of me. Like, you know, like, I was like, man, I just spoke from the heart, man. Like, I just told the truth, you know. So, like, I think that's the most important thing. Like, a lot of people tell me that I tell the truth in music, and I can't lie about anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of artists that will make music about them killing somebody or robbing somebody, and, like, you never even told it a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the standard recipe for a lot of artists.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's the most important thing, just telling the truth.
Yeah, no, just, you know, having the music come from a real place, man.
Yeah, telling the truth is the most important thing. Like, you can't lie on your music, because then if you lie, then, like, if you lie to your music, you got to wake up every day, like, you know, I got to sit here and get this fake-ass story, or they're going to know I'm lying, you know what I'm saying? They're going to know I'm not telling the truth. Like, you got to keep covering up for the same lies over and over, and they're going to pile up eventually. And then you forget about the lies you told, and then you get caught, and then you're fraud. Now you're an imposter in the artist that you thought you were.
Yeah, nah, man, definitely, man. I mean, yeah, for real, man. Very, very commendable, man. Seriously, like, I think a lot of artists, you know, I think a lot of the music is not coming from a genuine place.
It's not coming from a genuine place at all, but I could say that a lot of new artists that's coming out is coming from a genuine place. Like No One Drug. I really like A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Oh yeah, he dope.
Yeah, he's dope. I really like his music. Kodak Black. I like, now Kodak Black speaks the truth. That's what I like about Kodak. You know, he actually rapping where he probably lives. So Kodak, who else some good new artists? What's the name? Magic Jordan. Magic Jordan. I like Magic Jordan. I don't know if you heard of him.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. You got to look him up. Magic Jordan is a good artist, man. Wizkid. Who else? It's a lot of good artists out there. A lot of new artists that caught my attention. Oh, my dude, YFN Demir. YBN Demir.
Okay. Yeah, I heard of him.
I like him. I like him a lot. He has a style. So, there's a couple of artists out there that, you know, I listen to sometimes. Lil Durk, you know, all those. Lil Bibby. Those guys, they're pretty dope.
Word, man. But yeah, so basically now, man, just before we end this, man, I just want to ask you this final question. If you could have, so what book would you have everyone on your team read and why?
What book will I have everyone on my team read?
And why?
That's a good question right there. I did not expect that. What book will I have everyone on my team read? Like an actual book?
Yeah, definitely.
What's my favorite book? Okay, I got one at the top of my head. The best book that I've ever read is called The Eye of the Tiger. The Eye of the Tiger. That's the best book I ever read. I forgot who was it by, but I can sure find out and let everybody know. The book is about, you know, this kid, you know, he's from this tarnished city, right? You know, his mom and his dad shot him down all his life, you know. Then they had him up for adoption when he was like 11 years old. So they sent him to the foster home. You know, he went through a lot of trials and tribulations. And then he ended up making it one day. He had straight A's, GPA, got a good scholarship into college. That's my favorite book.
And then why would you have your team read that book?
I would have them to read that book just to let them know that no matter what you're going through, you know, any storm will pass if you just stick to the process and you just have faith and believe in everything that you can achieve. Like, nobody can stop you except the person that you're looking at in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can't blame nobody, like, on why you fail. Like, blaming somebody is taking the easy route. Like, you got to take the scenic route. And so that's what I feel like they would get from if they read that book. Just knowing that if, you know, if they want to be a great producer one day, you're going to run into those obstacles. You're going to run into them rocks, right? But it's just like, they ain't boulders. You know what I mean? Like, and if they was a boulder, lower your shoulder. So it's like, you know, just do what you got to do, man. It's like, you got to have that strong Muhammad Ali mindset, because life is not easy at all. Life is what you make it.
Dope, man. And thank you for shedding light on that. But once again, thank you for doing this. The very talented Jay Young. You can check him out. Check out his music that was mentioned earlier in this podcast.
I appreciate y'all.
Man, thank you for your time, man. And God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Take care. Mike Renaissance, man. You one of the best to do it.
All right, man. Peace, baby.
All right.
Word.